The question for Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, the France, D-E-F-R-A-N-C-E, October 18, 1940. So Mr. DeFrance, 81-year-old gentleman, has been on dialysis for the last 6 to 8 weeks after being in the hospital McLaren Mount Pleasant for a coronavirus infection, acute on coronary renal failure, uncontrolled diabetes. He is now in the Mount Pleasant dialysis unit. I was able to talk to him and daughter, Jackie. He's making good amount of urine. We are not removing fluid on dialysis. He still has a dialysis catheter on the right internal jugular. Says to be feeling well, good appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no cloudiness of the urine, stable edema, no claudication symptoms, denies having chest pain palpitations. There is a history of atrial fibrillation, follows cardiology, Dr. Kehoe, K-E-H-O-E. Recently, an echocardiogram has done. He's known to have aortic valve disease. Denies the use of oxygen inhalers or sleep apnea machine. Does not use any walker, no recent falling episode. Next paragraph, medications at home included Norvasc, aspirin, clonidine, Lasix, thyroid replacement, niacin, insulin, Novolog, Zocor, Xarelto, vitamins, vitamin D, Tresiva. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, denies fever, headaches, localized pain, bruises, bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, his past medical history for long-term diabetes, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated Xarelto, hypertension, known to have aortic valve disease. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, on physical exam, he is alert, oriented sign 3, attentive, no respiratory distress, no oxygen. He wears glasses. There is no palpable neck masses of thyroid, minor carotid bruise. For the most part, distant presence, but no localized RALS, no consolidation pleural effusion, appears to be loud aortic systolic membrane diffuse. Rate was not increased. Abdomen not distended. There is stasis changes and edema, lower extremities below the knee, hyperpigmented areas, poor pulses, no gross neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, anemia, hemoglobin 11.1, ferritin 346 with a saturation 15%, is getting EPO treatment, has a dialysis catheter, present 3 hours KTV 1.2 for a URR of 68. Present weight around 77.5, minimal fluid removal, blood pressure in the 150s, 160s over 60s, albumin not available, previously low, potassium normal at 4.3 on a 2 potassium bath, a normal sodium concentration, no available phosphorus, calcium, or parathyroid. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent acute on coronary renal failure, underlying diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. We are not removing much of fluid on dialysis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He wants to know if he has recovered enough kidney function to do it alone. There is a serum creatinine of 2.5, and that will put him in the upper teens, lower 20s. We're going to do a collection of urine 24 hours for urea creatinine clearance. If GFR combined is better than 15, we will do a trial of dialysis. He comes to dialysis days. Normally, we do not do dialysis, but we assess his symptoms, valium status, blood pressure, and chemistry. After 2-3 treatments without dialysis, we decided if he can do it alone. All these issues were discussed with the patient and the doctor. We will continue to monitor above parameters. If he depends on dialysis, needs an AV fistula, we will get report of the recent echocardiogram. Dr. Kehoe, K-E-H-O-E, further advice with results, all questions answered, end of dictation.